Leadership drives innovation. At the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, innovation is led by our Industry Advisory Committee. This group of individuals counsels, decides, and takes action to ensure we accomplish our mission. These are the Food Files. Let's step behind the scenes with board member Joe Ford.
The Shawnee Milling Company was founded in 1906 by my great-grandfather, J. Lloyd Ford. We're a family-owned business that operates here in the state, primarily a flour and cornmeal producer. We also make baking mixes for retail and for food service customers, and I am the president of the company. My biggest role model is my father, Bill Ford. He is currently the chairman of our board of directors at Shawnee Milling and was a president here for over 45 years. He always taught me that we are all tied together. Our success is dependent on those around us having success, and so being involved with a board like the FAPC, Oklahoma State Agriculture, the scientists there that are working on new wheat breeding programs and those type of things, we're all interconnected, and the success of one of us really depends on those around us being strong, and so that's what's driven me to be involved in the FAPC. So our company was founded in 1906 by my great-grandfather, and he was an entrepreneur. And he was not in the food business. He had started somewhere else, and he got pulled into the food business just by opportunity. And I know there's so many people across the state that have a desire to be in the food business, but they don't know where to start. And so my hope by being involved in the FAPC is that we can continue to provide opportunity to entrepreneurs. If you look across the state, the businesses that have grown up in this state that provide jobs, provide value added to farmers, those jobs and those businesses have really grown out of the entrepreneurs that have decided to be in this business. So my hope by being on the FAPC board is we keep providing opportunities and resources for those people that want to be in food agriculture. Interaction between the faculty at the FAPC and the board, which is primarily made up of people in the food industry like myself, that interaction allows the board to share with the faculty what are the new trends coming through the industry, what are our customers requiring us to do, our kind of knowledge of what is going on in the industry, and then they take that and apply that to their research projects, and it helps to kind of drive some of their strategic direction versus them working only on a scientific or a laboratory type approach. It allows them to apply kind of real world trends to their projects and their research. So the FAPC stepped up a few years ago for us when we had new federally mandated safety requirements on our production facility here in Shawnee and our other facility in O'Keen. And they had the knowledge of how to take those requirements that the government is putting out and translate them into how we would change our operation. They have a lot of breadth of services, but a lot of depth too. And so that just provides someone like us in the food industry a lot of peace of mind that there's always somebody we can go to. If a question comes our way that we need help, they're one of our primary go-tos.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food industry. We are grateful for the leadership of individuals like Joe Ford for making that possible. For more information about FAPC or the Industry Advisory Committee, visit fapc.biz.